Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
There is a fight going on this planet for the future of our species. But I wanted to play a clip of an autistic man in a restaurant coffee shop, literally under mind control with a 6 feet separation and the people that are there. We make fun of this guy, but the general public that's under his control are basically in the same position. Then we have a BBC News top cardiologist that advises the government talking about what's really causing the increases in heart attacks. It's not the lack of the public taking statins. They want to give kids statins now in the UK because heart attacks are exploding. Here's both clips back to back.
He don't work here. I don't know why he's holding his hand up. Like, I don't know. I don't know what he thinks he's doing.
Almost certainly, and if you allow me to say this, LaQuessa, what my own research has found, and this is something that is probably a likely contributory factor, is that the COVID mRNA vaccines do carry a cardiovascular risk. And I've actually called for the suspension of this pending an inquiry because there's a lot of uncertainty at the moment about what's causing the excess deaths. Some of it will be ambulance delays. My own father, who was reported on BBC News in late 2021, I was the first to actually highlight the ambulance delays because my own father suffered a cardiac arrest at home and the ambulance took 30 minutes. And when his post-mortem came out, he had very severe coronary artery disease, which is unexplainable. I then published in a peer-reviewed journal. They accepted my findings that the likely cause of his death was two doses of the Pfizer mRNA vaccine he had 6 months earlier. So
sorry, I just want to jump in on that point. So what you're saying in terms of the mRNA link to cardiovascular risk, is that is a proven, it's been proven medically, has it, scientifically?
Yeah, LaQuessa. So in medicine, you know, in any research that we do, it's very difficult to always be absolutely conclusive. So we go on likelihoods, and there are lots of data now. The highest quality data is what we call randomized controlled trial evidence. So there was a reanalysis in the journal Vaccine published recently where they found that the original trials of Pfizer and Moderna with mRNA vaccines showed, and I just want to put this in absolute terms, so we don't want to scare people unnecessarily, but the absolute risk of serious adverse events was at least 1 in 800.
Okay.
And a lot of those are cardiovascular. And then you were more likely in those trials to suffer a serious adverse event than to be hospitalized with COVID early on. And I think the vaccine has certainly helped people who are high risk, but now we should be reassured that Omicron and what's circulating is really no worse than the flu. And this is really time to pause the vaccine rollout and to really investigate this properly.
Okay. So I just want to clarify one point here, is that is using statins a cheaper, less resistant, but short-sighted approach to lowering the risk?
I think you summed it up perfectly.
In early 2022, InfoWars launched a very important fundraiser that kept us on air. Your support of that fundraiser is the reason we are still here today fighting the globalists and having incredibly successful results. So I thank you for your past support. Now, that was a three-coin series, the founding member coin. The final coin that we're putting out for a long time is the Teddy Roosevelt Man in the Arena coin, exclusively available at 1776coin.com. There are only a few thousand of the coins left. And yes, there's a markup on the coins because that's why it's a fundraiser. And the coin is a collector's item memento of your support during the Second American Revolution. So if you want to get one of these coins, they're going fast, and you can get $30 off on the coin with promo code 1776 at 1776coin.com. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ezra Levant of Rebel Media is in Davos, Switzerland, and he's going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour. Right now, we're taking your phone calls. I have a clip at the start of the next segment I'm going to play of Shirley Temple in 1988, one of the most famous child actresses ever, if not the most famous, talking about a casting call where they tried to have sex with her when she was 12 years old, and Larry King laughs about it like it's funny. But I get he's uncomfortable. I can't judge the heart, but this is how long this demonization, these demonic operations have been taking place, and how long this dehumanization has been taking place. But right now, let's ram through more calls. Jeremiah in California, you're on next. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Alex. I'm super stoked to be on. I just took my multivitamins, my Red Pill Plus, the vitamin D3. I live in Sebastopol, California.
I didn't hang up on you, Jeremiah. Are you there?
I'm here.
You know what just happened? My headset just cut out. That wasn't you. I didn't mean to interrupt you, Mike. My headset just dropped. Oh. Start over.
All right. I just took my multivitamins. I took my vitamin D3. I got the Red Pill Plus, the DNA 4 Plus, and I live in Sebastopol, California. It's like 35 minutes from the Bohemian Grove, you know, and I'm probably one of the only people in Sebastopol that's just rocking the InfoWars shirts and hats like on a daily basis, and I'm super stoked to make it through to call with you first time. And your trial when you took the fifth, it reminds me of this documentary about Benjamin Franklin put out like 20 years ago. He goes to England, they put him on trial to make fun of him and all that, and he doesn't say anything. He comes back, and that's the pivotal point where he becomes a revolutionary, solid person. And it just reminds me of your trial, you know. And also, something else he said was, if we can make whatever we need and whatever else the imports, you know, we don't need it. And so it's like that.
Well, that's it. And what happened in those show trials was the judge already found me guilty, and then she said, if you say you're innocent, I will hold you in contempt. You can't even do that. So I said, well, she said like a list of 20 things I couldn't say so that I couldn't answer the questions. The other side's lawyer would say, you're in bankruptcy. She gave an order that I'd serve 6 months in jail if I said I was in bankruptcy. So I said, I can't answer the questions. She sent the jury out and said, good job, you're right. You can't ask that. Since when can you not say you're innocent? Since when can you not answer questions? It's a joke. But they're all seeing how far they can go because no one's standing up against them.
And when I first started listening to your show, I just heard a coworker mention Namiel. He's a genius, and I just heard you on the radio just driving around Bioseptic Pros, you know, and I was like, yeah, this is. Once I really started listening to the show after the commercial, I was like, oh man, you know, I listened to all the stuff on Facebook and Twitter and all that, and you know, Charlie Kirk and all the other good good patriots out there. But as soon as I started listening to you, I was like, man, he goes way, way deeper. And my cousin showed me you like around, like, cause when you exposed the bio, Bohemian, you know, that blew back in the day. And so
what happened to you there in Northern California, beautiful area around Monterio, west of Santa Rosa. You know, what happens to you when you wear the InfoWars shirt?
I get more hate for the Trump stuff. Like when I wear my Trump 1 shirt, like people either don't know what InfoWars is or they do, you know, either laugh or they don't know.
Got it.
You wear your Trump stuff. They
All right, brother, keep it up. We love you and we're going to stand strong. Thank you. Dave in Colorado, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Can you hear me okay?
I can. Go ahead.
Excellent. Alex, I haven't talked with you since about 2007, but you did have me on your show a couple of times. I worked for the Smithsonian. I'm a professional anthropologist, archaeologist. I started out working in the Andes in the mid-70s.
Well, remind us who you are. I've interviewed a lot of folks. Tell me who you are.
Well, my name's Dave. Is it okay if I use my last name?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
My name's Dave Edwards. I was teaching at the University of Maryland and working at the Smithsonian. You wanted me to talk about, you know, many years ago, how when I was recruited by the DIA and I refused to work with them, they did several attempts on my life, and I had to run out here where I am now, out in the boonies in southwestern Colorado. Anyway, so that's who I am. The reason why I called today, and it was really kind of amazing because I said a prayer and I got through and I was shocked. And then I got cut off and then I dialed again and said a prayer and I got through again. And so it's a real miracle.
To get through. We have thousands of people trying to call. So what's on your mind here? What about climate change and the churches?
Okay. So what I wanted to bring up, I keep thinking about this over and over again, especially as their agenda, is, you know, Richard Hoagland did incredible work demonstrating that all the planets in the solar system are heating up. And it has to do with the twin star, Alpha Centauri, and our star, our sun, starting to get so close to each other that it's really exponentially increasing the amount of heat that's coming from both. Anyway, so I've done a considerable amount of research about that.
Well, it is true that the solar system was heating up till about 5 years ago. Now it's basically stopped. I mean, you're right, the peak was 5-6 years ago, and the sun is the main driver of our climate.
And so it really has very little or nothing to do with fossil fuels. And so
They obviously know that. And look, I have a graph I gave the crew. I mean, let me find it here. It was on Zero Hedge. It was like, this is the most important video you'll see. Here it is. No, that's not it. I mean, I got so much here I've gone over. But there it is. And blow that up for people and show the video. Look at how China's exploding. Look at how India's exploding. Everybody's increasing their fossil fuels, but Europe and the U.S., because, again, the globalists have all invested in China and other areas. Look at the U.S. We're going down. Other countries are going down. But China's exploding. Even India's going down. That's designed to only let China operate. That's a tariff against other countries for China and the globalists. Great points. Thank you, Dave. Okay, Mark in Texas on spiritual warfare. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, it's Mark, and I appreciate you taking my call.
Thank you.
I'm calling from McKinney today, and I did want to let you know I'm watching your program quite regularly now, and I've also got that book, The Great Reset.
Thank you.
And I appreciate the guy before you that said he's calling because he would set a prayer, so I was praying a little bit whether or not I should give you a call. I am a first-time caller.
Thank you, brother.
Appreciate all the stuff you're doing. I want to tell you, I read the book, Great Reset, and I appreciate what you had to say about Saul being the wanted king instead of God, and I appreciate all the stuff you're saying about scriptures. But I just wanted to add a couple of things here and give you some food for thought. You know, there are four dispensations between the fall and the new heaven and the new earth, and we are in the third dispensation, the dispensation of grace, and you're reading your Bible, so you probably understand that. So we have the first dispensation, which is the faith, you know, Noah and Abraham. Then we have the second dispensation of the law with Moses. The law made nothing perfect. The bringing in of the better hope did. the law only had the shadow of the good things to come, but not the very image of those things. And it could never make the comers that came there continually perfect. The law was only a schoolmaster to bring us to Christ. Then Christ came, and he said about these people that were his leaders at that point in time, he said, you know what? You shut up the kingdom of heaven. You won't go in yourselves, and those you would, you've hindered. And then he set up a new one called this dispensation of grace. And I hope I'm not taking too much of your time. I just wanted to make
sure. No, you're right. Christ came to complete everything.
You got it. And we're only in the third one because, remember, it was a mystery that had been hid from ages.
And everything comes in threes, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. Jesus is the completion.
Amen. But you know what? We have another dispensation. The angel's not yet come down out of heaven clothed with the cloud, with his feet like pillars of fire. I know you're reading the book of Revelation, so you understand that, because when he comes down...
No, you're right. Jesus is the clock beginning, ticking down to that. He's the beginning of the end for the devil.
So there is a thousand-year millennium coming up.
Hold on, stay there. Finish your point, Mark. Don't hang up. Don't hang up, Mark. And by the way, believe me, folks, the globalists know this. This is all going down on this planet. We'll come back and finish it with Mark, and we'll go to everybody else. Stay with us. Infowars.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help? If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Welcome back, folks. Coming up next segment, for one segment, Ezra Levant from Switzerland at the Davos Group joins us for a news download, then I'll continue with calls. And then I've got the whole latest download on the pedophile armies and different ways they're abusing and attacking children. Then we'll continue with your phone calls. But finishing up with Mark. Mark, the point you're getting at here is spiritual warfare and the fact that this is all a test or... What's the gist of what you're saying? Because I agree with what you're saying, but what's the cherry on top?
So I just want to point out that the globalists know that this 10 king and this beast that's going to appear on the scene, God is going to put it in their heart to perform his mind in one mind and to give their kingdoms to the beast until the word of the Lord is accomplished. Because Christ is going to come down from heaven, defeat this Antichrist person and his kingdoms reigning over this planet. The globalists know that. And then Christ is going to be installed for a thousand-year millennium. That's the scriptures, and that's what I was trying to get across to you, that we have this hope because of what God has done for us.
Well, there's no mistake that the devil and his minions, these world leaders, follow the Bible exactly.
You got it, man. You are so onto it. That's why I was reading your book, man.
I appreciate you, brother.
There's a brother.
Thank you for the support. Thank you, brother. All right, let's talk to 5G activists in Rhode Island. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to talk about Evolve Technologies. Have you ever heard about them?
It rings a bell. Tell me.
Okay, so they're spelled Evolve without the E on the end. They're backed by Bill Gates, and their board of directors and advisors on the company, they're all evil CIA, FBI people. These are 3D scanners that they scan your body profile, your gait, everything, and they can tell. The point is they want to put them in so they can see if you have a plastic gun. The way they look just like the anti-theft devices at any store, right, that read the barcode if you didn't pay for it. They look just like that, so they don't look like a big magnetic scanner or whatever. But it's pretty insidious because they're putting them everywhere. They didn't have a lot of them in places like 2 years ago. But they're at Disney World, Universal. They're putting them in schools. They're going to like a superintendent's conference soon. Or it may have already happened. They got them at sports stadiums. I don't know if they have them in Austin, Texas yet, but, they also tied the facial recognition because, basically during COVID, Disney was using them with, facial recognition to see if you were wearing a mask or not. But they could also basically like trespass you. And never even have your photo, just like have your biometrics on there.
I tried that.
And then you get in.
I mean, where are the technology? We put it on screen. And I know Bill Gates is at the forefront of biometric stuff that even scans through your clothes. So we all heard about the law firm that banned people that were suing their company from being able to go to Madison Square Garden and things like that. And so this is very, very similar technology. And it's absolutely draconian.
And basically a little birdie told me, like, you can't really opt out of them unless you say you got a medical condition. So I think that really sucks. And just one other point on 5G. I think the main way we stop it is by getting people riled up about property values because they're putting them on top of utility poles so they could.
You're right. That's the angle. Property values drop where they go long because people know how sick they make you. Anybody near them should sue and say no. Thank you. JT in Texas, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, thank you for taking my call. X2 and X3 have changed my life. Recently ordered the Red Pill Plus. Can't wait to try it.
Thank you.
I'll get straight to my point. You had Dr. Ben Marble on last week, and he projected up to a billion vaccine deaths in the next year. And I heard a similar forecast with Mike Adams interviewing Ed Dowd. So I wanted to get your take on what the U.S. and worldwide economic and societal implications will be if that goes down.
And specifically, what goes down?
It will, if a billion vaccine deaths happen next year, like Dr. Marble projected.
That's what I thought you were getting at. I just your phone or my headset broke up a little bit for a second. My headset doesn't usually break up, but it's wireless, so it's been breaking up a little bit today. I don't know what's going on. It's happened only five or six times, but it still causes a problem. A billion sick people, which is conservative, will weigh down society and further break down civilization. So we don't have 2.1 children on average per country for every two people. That'll break down society. But if you make billions of people sick, that will make society be untenable and fall apart, which will cause a post-industrial world. So that's their plan.
Wow. Hey, I do see the awakening has started. I've got your Arrest Fauci bumper sticker on my truck.
Love it.
I used to get a lot of middle finger hate. That's recently changed to lots of thumbs ups.
So, what, you put it on there a while ago and got some hate, now you're getting love?
Yes. Yeah, it's completely changed.
Well, see, if you're not a public figure, which is a great thing, a bumper sticker lets you experience what's really going on. So how long ago did you put the sticker on?
I put it on 6 months ago, and, you know, I've got it on a magnet in case I'm parked in a liberal area, so
sure.
I don't get a lot of vandalism, but I pretty much leave it on all the time now. I don't worry
about
it.
So you had a little bit of friction before and now hardly any?
Now it's positive. Horns honking, thumbs up in my rearview mirror.
Yeah, I'm telling you, folks, it's beautiful. Thank you, JT. So exciting. Let's go to Barry in Georgia. Go ahead.
Hey, Al. Just wanted to ask you about Davos and Brian Kemp. Is it for sure he's going over there, or was he invited? Hello?
I'm thinking. Tweak my memory. Who's Brian Kemp?
Brian Kemp, governor of Georgia.
Governor of Georgia, that's right. They put hundreds of names on there, and that's in the news today, that half the people are saying they were never invited or they're not going, like George Soros. Sorry, I had a little bit of a brain fart there. What do you know is going on with Brian Kemp?
I didn't vote for him. I voted for, what's her name? The lady,
You're having the same thing I had. So here's the question. You're reading he's going to be there, or you're reading he's not going to be there?
I heard he got an invitation, and I want to know if he goes there, I'm going to go scorched earth on him.
We'll look into that. Guys, look at the governor, Brian Kemp, is going to Davos. What Sky News is reporting and what the numbers show is that more than half the attendees that were going aren't going now because they see it as a bad PR move. So we've taken that globalist organization that arrogantly tried to control our lives, arrogantly tried to tell us what to do, and now it's seen as a major negative. So that means their whole agenda is in trouble, because that's the mouthpiece, the corporate mouthpiece of this whole system, Barry.
Yeah, if he goes, I'm not very far from Atlanta. I can be in Atlanta in 30 minutes. I can be in Macon, Georgia in 30 minutes. It don't make a difference to me, but and I've got a big truck, and I put a sign on it and drive around the square.
I agree. We should identify everybody that is part of this group and expose them and point out they're anti-American. Great idea, Barry. All right, we got Donna. We got John. We got Carol, who's actually up next. We got Rashid. We got Ken. I will get to your calls, but I've got a guest on from Davos in Switzerland, Ezra Levant of Rebel Media, the owner of it, when we come back. Then I've got that pedo news concerning Shirley Temple. We're going to hit it all on the other side, InfoWars.com, tomorrow's news today.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your last chance to get a historic signed copy of my number one best-selling book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Yes, you can get the book in stores. You can find it online. But if you want to get a historic signed copy and be part of our fundraiser to stay on air, go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the book section and get your signed book. There are only about 1,000 of these left. And when they're gone, they're gone. I'm never going to sign the book again. We have a little limited edition thing coming out later. There's a piece of art that goes with the book. But I haven't even decided when I'm going to do that. It may never happen. But for just simple, straight-up signed books and to be part of this fundraiser, this is the last time you'll be able to get the signed book at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you all for your support. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com and get your signed book today. And I thank you for keeping us in the fight against the globalists.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
All right, Ezra Levant out of Canada has one of the most hard-hitting international organizations exposing the globalists and the lockdowns, the tyranny. Rebelnews.com. He joins us driving down the road at Davos right now. He's been there in the last few days, has huge breaking news for us. Ezra Levant, I know we only have you for one segment. Please give us a report on what you witnessed.
Absolutely. Well, the first thing to know is that the World Economic Forum does not want scrutiny. They don't want journalists that they don't control. Now, don't get me wrong. There are plenty of journalists here, but they're on the inside. They actually pay to play. They're here to harmonize their messaging with big government and big business. So that's the first thing to know. You will see CNN, MSNBC, CNBC, New York Times here. They're all here. They're all advertising it. But not a single one is asking an accountability question. Point two, they want to make it as difficult as possible for uninvited people to attend. So they book every single hotel room and Airbnb in Davos. So, for example, our ragtag team of citizen journalists have to stay one town away because they literally bought up every hotel room in Davos. And that's fine. But then they do another thing, Alex. They deploy up to 5,000 police and soldiers to lock this town tighter than a drum. So far, we have been pulled over twice by police checkpoints, but I got a flicker of good news for you, called a white pill moment. Twice the cops have pulled us over and said, you guys aren't going to film anything, are you? And I looked one cop in the eye, and I said, well, that's exactly what we're going to do. It's still a free country, isn't it? And he hesitated for a moment, and he said, carry on. I think these Swiss police don't like being pressed into service as Klaus Schwab's personal bodyguards. So, in fact, both times we were pulled over by police, we held our ground, said we're free journalists, and we were led on our merry way. So I think that's a flicker of hope. And what you said earlier about how some of the head honchos no longer coming around, I hope that's a sign to come. But there is still a lot of darkness here. Last point, BlackRock, one of the largest asset managers in the world, led by Larry Fink, a radical activist. Oh, boy, they've got such a big pavilion here. They're trying to shape global policy. If BlackRock wants to make – oh, by the way, we're driving by. I'm turning the camera. This is one of the police checkpoints. Can you see it? This is the checkpoint. I was pulled over. Do you see these military vehicles? Do you see this? I don't know if you can see it because it's dark out. That's the checkpoint that I was pulled over earlier today, Alex.
We saw you go through. Please continue.
So BlackRock, here's the thing. If someone wants to make money, God bless them. That's the American way, the Canadian way. If you want to reduce taxes and, you know, bully to you. But what gets me about Larry Fink and BlackRock, which has over $10 trillion in assets under management, is they want to be politicians. They want to shape policy, foreign policy, domestic policy, cultural Marxism, but they don't want to bother being elected. They don't want to bother going through the legislature. So the Larry Finks of the world and the Bill Gateses of the world and the Al Gores of the world, by the way, Gates and Fink are on the board of directors of the World Economic Forum. They meet in this secret conclave, and they're on par with world leaders. So you'll have the odd world leader attend here, and they're on a panel as equals with some billionaire who just paid to play. So what they're trying to do here is take decision-making for ordinary citizens out of the Congress, out of the Canadian Parliament, out of the hands of elected legislators.
And I was reading your own deputy leader under Trudeau. She's there.
Absolutely. In fact, Chrystia Freeland is her name. You won't even believe this, Alex. She was the authorized biographer of George Soros before she became Canada's deputy prime minister. That's my point. She's on the board of trustees of the World Economic Forum. So I got a question for you. Are you loyal to the Canadian government and the Canadian people and the Canadian Constitution? You better be because you're in our cabinet. Or are you loyal to the Board of Trustees of the World Economic Forum run by some crazy Bond villain caricature and Klaus Schwab? You can't ride two horses, Alex. And Chrystia Freeland, I don't know whose side she's loyal to, but let me close with one more point. You know what they talk about a lot here at the World Economic Forum, Alex? They talk about something they call global citizenship. Global citizenship. Well, what does that mean? I know what it means to be a citizen of Canada. That's who I am. And you sure know what it means to be a citizen of the United States of America. You know what rights it gives you and what responsibilities and what power. And you know how you relate to your elected officials. But what does it mean, global citizenship? Who is my boss? How do I get my voice heard? Who's the king? Well, the king is a tyrant named Klaus Schwab and his right-hand man, Larry Fink, and the other people who either pay to play, like other billionaires or oligarchs, or other progressives. In the global citizenship that they are promoting, you actually have no rights. You can't throw the bums out. And so it's a perversion of the words. It's not citizenship at all. You're now being a subject, maybe even a bit of a slave. That's what they're working on here. And the mass of the media just love it, Alex.
Well, the good news is the world's waking up, and they're reporting Soros isn't going. Up to half the list isn't going. I agree, they're more powerful than ever, but they're being identified. And in international polls, the Davos Group, we just lost our link there. That happens in these live feeds. I mean, this is just an incredible time. We're back to Ezra Levant. Ezra, the forced injections, it coming out that the vaccines aren't vaccines and hurt people. All this news about the government suppressing the peaceful caravan last year. I really feel like humanity's on the march. We're not winning yet, but I think we're starting to turn the tide. What do you think?
I think so, too. You know, I was there, as you know, in Canada during the trucker convoy. And I want to remind you and all your viewers who sometimes despair. Well, remember those truckers. They didn't have any political party backing them. They didn't have any super PAC. They didn't have any. They were an organic group of grassroots people who stood up. It was a spontaneous, authentic movement. As George Orwell said in his book, 1984, the proles will save us. That he meant the proletariat, ordinary working people, saved Canada from Justin Trudeau's tyranny. And maybe there's a flicker of hope out there. So can we possibly win against the Klaus Schwabs and the Larry Finks of the world? I mean, they got so much money. They got everything stitched up from the inside. Can we possibly win? Well, where there's life, there's hope, Alex. And I put to you that the case of the Canadian truckers says, just when things look awful, don't count out the human spirit, my friend. Now, I'm going through a tunnel in Switzerland, so you might lose me here. But boy, it's been good to catch up with you. We're putting all our videos up on WEFreports.com in case people want to see them for themselves. And I'm happy to keep in touch with you in the days ahead if you want more. I'm just going in that tunnel now, just FYI.
Well, you're still there. Yes, I want you to come on Harris and Smith's show tomorrow. We're kicking off at 8 a.m. an emergency. Alex Jones was right. Broadcast and so much positive things are happening. I mean, look at all the poison shot news. The FDA admitting they got lied to, admitting the shots don't work, admitting it's killing people. I mean, we're seeing devastating victories.
Well, you know, Albert Bourla, the head of Pfizer, you know, they're thick as thieves with the World Economic Forum. And you probably know that clip where Bourla was brainstorming with Klaus Schwab and others about a fantasy pill for the future that Pfizer was daydreaming of. I don't know if you know the clip I'm talking about.
Played it.
Where the pill, yeah, where the pill literally had a chip in it. Now, that used to be the stuff of conspiracy theories, but that's how they talk at the World Economic Forum when they think they're just amongst friends. That's the crazy thing. They actually say the secret part out loud. And so now that citizen journalists are catching on, they're thinking, oh, maybe we better take this to another secret gathering.
Well, that's right. The shadow government, because we know Davos is the Bilderberg Group's public mouthpiece. They're being exposed, and that's half the battle. Thank you so much, Ezra Levant. We'll talk to you again tomorrow from RebelNews.com. God bless you and be safe.
Thanks, you too. Bye-bye.
Wow. We'll be right back with your phone calls and breaking news. Stay with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
These aren't words I'm saying right now. These are important facts. I need everybody on your email, your text message, your word of mouth, everybody to tune in tomorrow, conspiracyfact.info, and to share that link. We've got a raft of incredible guests at 8 a.m. right through midnight tomorrow, and it's a fundraiser. And I'm not going to belabor this. It's your decision whether we stay on air or not. Our goals are very easy to reach. These are products you already need. Go get Real Red Pill Plus. Go get Down and Out, our great sleep aid. Go get Turmeric 95, that's the same as Body's, 95% humanoid. Go get our great products at InfoWarsStore.com today. And I want to thank you all for your past support. I encourage you now to take action at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, I want to go back to your phone calls, but here's a video that I remember seeing decades ago, but I only saw it last night on Twitter. It reminded me of it, that I'd seen it years ago. Video, child actress Shirley Temple exposes Hollywood pedophilia. And here she is, the biggest child star in history, a big actress after that, on Larry King Live, talking about pedophilia when she was 12 years old and her mother and all the rest of the stuff. And it ties into the next story we're going to cover. Here it is.
When I left Fox, I went to MGM for one picture. Thank goodness, only one. And when I got there with my mother, we were separated. She went into the office of Louis B. Mayer, and I went into the office of Arthur Freed. And he was going to talk to me about a movie he wanted to put me in. I'm 12 years old, you know. And I thought he was a producer, but instead he was an exhibitor. And I'd never seen anyone naked before, except myself. So I had no clue about what was happening. And so it struck me so funny, I laughed at him, and I laughed uproariously. I had tears, you know, and he got infuriated. And he said, out, go.
Did you tell your mother?
Well, I went down. I was very quiet. I went down and met her in the lobby of the administration building. She came out very quietly from Louis B. Mayer's office, and we walked hand in hand silently to the car, which was unusual. We got in the car driving home. I said, Mom, you won't believe what happened to me. And I told her what happened, and she got kind of quiet. She said, well, you don't know what happened to me. And Louis B. Mayer wasn't as bad as Freed was to me.
But
he came on to my mother. And so we both decided that we didn't like MGM much. It was, you know, it was better at Fox.
So Shirley Temple at 12 goes into a room at MGM, and the head of the studio is naked trying to have sex with her. Total domination, total control. But now they don't want to just rape our daughters and sons. They want to cut their testicles and breasts off. They make it trendy and fun and promote it like it's normal everywhere. Instead of hiding it in an office or in a dungeon, they make it normal and, oh, everybody's for this. So there's a video of your TV viewer of little Shirley Temple, and then she's 12 years old, and they march her in to a room where the head of the studio wants to have sex with her. And there's Larry King laughing about it. So New York moves to allow biological males to be housed in women's prisons. That's the governor attacking women's spaces, attacking women in the name of women. Monstrous. But they just found a new Martin Luther King sculpture, $50 million, a giant penis being held by the wife of Dr. Martin Luther King. Trans Miss Universe owner declares new era of global women's empowerment. Here's this video where a man who's a woman cheers and says a woman now owns Miss Universe. It's a man, but it's all about accepting a lie, and then all the women cheer. Here's that video.
Welcome to the Miss Universe organization. From now on, it's going to be ran by women.
Women.
Owned by trans women. For all women.
Women. This is wild.
For all women really around the world to celebrate the power of feminism.
The power of feminism is a man.
Diverse cultures. Social inclusion.
With a breast implant.
Gender equality. Creativity. The force for good.
All funded by the big corporations, all meant to take over society. This is their weapon system. All they offer is poison and death. Think about that. But again, I'm actually resigned now. I'm going to do the show as good as I can. I'm going to cover the news as hardcore as I can. But if listeners don't want to go to InfoWarsStore.com and help us stay on air, that's fine. In fact, maybe Alex Jones has served his time. Because I see societal breakdown. I see what's going on. But I think I should stay in the fight. We have products you already need. I think you should go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get those. Because our goal is so easy. $200,000 a month extra. We can pay the bills. We can stay on air. But that's what we need. And that's in your court. That's in your hands. I'm not a quitter, folks. I'm not. But it's really up to you. We have products you need, amazing products that will change your life. InfoWarsStore.com. You can go to 1776coin.com, 1776coin.com, and get the last Teddy Roosevelt coins, $30 off the promo code 1776. But it's really up to you. You've got to decide whether you want a signed copy of The Great Reset and The War for the World from InfoWarsStore.com. You've got to decide whether you want the highest quality turmeric out there, turmeric 95, 95% humanoid for your body, your immune system, your joints, everything. You've got to decide whether you want the very best CBD oil, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. You've got to make those decisions. I can't make those for you. You've got to make those, and I appreciate your support. Donna in Texas, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. First of all, God bless you for ultimately guiding people to God. And if anybody's going to support InfoWars, it's supporting ultimately the message of the divine, of the creator. So I want to say that I believe everything that we're in is just a test of where we put our faith. Is our faith in the divine and our creator, for me, in Christ, or is it in COVID? which is our cause, Christ or COVID? And what I want to say about the jab is this. I've been in ministry for many years. My life is devoted to Christ and have been speaking and teaching, but also in the field of quantum physics and understanding wellness, human behavior, and spirituality.
Well, even Tim Robbins came out a month ago and said, or 3 weeks ago, the new religion is COVID. And he went along with it. He apologized. It is a new religion of worshiping Big Pharma.
Yes, and it's deception, because here's the point I wanted to make on your call. The elite know that when they put people, humanity, in a position to be a receiver of the jab, not a giver, receiving energy without giving back, this is quantum physics. This is deeper than what any medical doctor can share. This is what I've dedicated my life's work to. When someone's in a receiver position and they're not paying for it, they're not giving back to it, it splits with life force. It splits their left and right brain hemisphere into darkness and a black hole gravity pull that sucks in the negatives of the giver, the negatives of the jab. And so you lose the receiver, which is deceiver. The ones that receive are deceived. They are sucking in the negatives and lost their life force and power to the giver. Whoever is the giver gets the power and the life force, and the receiver is deceived and suffers the consequences.
I agree with that. That's why they always want to put us in a victim mentality.
Yes. And so ultimately, of course, God is the answer, but there is a way, Alex, to correct for people to heal. But here's what I found. I have tried to scream this out to the rooftops. Christ doesn't want people to just heal and feel comfortable. Christ wants a relationship. The divine wants the relationship to then heal them. But they can heal by ultimately correcting their relationship with the Creator first. Secondly, give back. This is energy. The way to correct the jab, the heart, the stroke, all heart and stroke stuff energetically in terms of quantum physics is because they've lost their life force to the giver. It's gone. They're suffering from that.
All right. I appreciate your call. Very interesting. I appreciate your call. Ken and Carol, last callers. And then our guest hosts are about to take over. They're going to knock it out of the park. And then in 1 hour, Owen Schroyer, the War Room, is going to be hosting. And then tomorrow at 8 a.m. with Harrison Smith, American Journal, a raft of huge guests. And these are great guests, but these are not the only guests we've got on tomorrow. Savannah Hernandez, Alex Jones, Alex Newman on American Journal, Paul Joseph Watson on my show, Mark Passio, Hotep Jesus, Drew Hernandez, Gab McGinnis, Dr. Judy Migovitz, Maria Z, Roger Stone, Savannah Hernandez, Darren Beatty, Matt Baker, Dan Dix, Tom Renz, Jay Dyer with a Spars update. The newest information, Edward Dowd, Mickey Willis in studio, Alex Stein, Dr. Stella Emanuel, Robert Barnes, and more tomorrow. ConspiracyFact.info. You share that link to your email, your text message, your word of mouth, it changes the world. Take action now. ConspiracyFact.info. ConspiracyFact.info.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.